indeed. Here we are, 3:17. Time is slipping away here. 17 after 3 o'clock, we're chatting here on the Ron Smith Show. Brian Wilson in for Ron, as I mentioned, in case you're just joining us. Spear Lancaster is my guest. He is the Libertarian Party's candidate for governor, going up against Bob Ehrlich and Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. And we're getting into it here. Spear, let's jump right in. I'm going to ask you the same questions that I've asked the other candidates that are here. That, of course, that was in the congressional race. This is the gubernatorial race. The three top issues with respect to with the gubernatorial campaign in the state of Maryland and the state of the state of Maryland and so on. I'm not going to try to put words in your mouth, but I mean, one of the things that comes out, having just heard that commercial, what about the deficit and taxes and, you know, and so on?
No question about it. Government, of course, runs by a different standard. Being in business for 45 years, you were expected to increase your efficiency 2 to 5% a year just to stay in business.
Mm-hmm.
Government expects us to get inefficient by 2 to 5%. And what's happened is over the years, for example, in education, we've actually doubled the amount of money we've spent in the last 30 years in real dollars, and the results have become less than they were 30 years ago. And we have a double standard. It's less like on this deficit of $1 billion. If we cut out the waste and duplication and cut out the layers of management. In industry, we went from 10 to 12 layers of management back in the 60s and 70s, now to 3 or 4 levels. And with computers, this is very easy to do. If we use the same efficiency in government, we could cut out just thousands of useless and duplications that would put the money on the bottom line. $1 billion wouldn't be hard to pick up.
Would that require, though, putting current state workers out on the street?
Yes, it would. It would, some.
It doesn't make it very popular.
That's correct. But wouldn't put a lot of them out on the street. We just, as they retire and leave, because you keep in mind, it's only a 5%. You've got a $22 billion budget. So you get about a 5% attrition rate automatically.
Okay.
Just by doing nothing, just not hiring replacements.
So maybe just buying another computer.
That's right.
Got it.
Very simple.
Okay, I see. Sometimes it can be fairly simple. It can be fairly straight line. Let me ask you about... if you've got other priorities, just let me know. But education is always a perennial thing. And I'm wondering, you know, from a gubernatorial standpoint, the state and its money, the federal government and its money, the Department of Education, the NE, all these components coming together, you know, in most states where I have the opportunity to do talk shows, nobody's getting their bang for the buck.
That's absolutely correct. And again, if you look at a classroom, let's say of 20 students, and the average expenditure that we're putting out in this state, that they're talking about $7,500, but they're not including the cost of the building and other capital expenditures, close to $9,000. But if you look at how much money is actually being spent and how much a teacher gets, like 1/4 of it goes to the teachers. Where's the other 75% going? It's going into a vast bureaucracy. And again, if we set it up to where the teachers and the parents get empowered, the teachers will be happier, the students will be happier. The parents do not participate. My wife was president of PTA for a while, and all they wanted them to do was bake cookies. Their attitude is, we're the teachers, we have the degrees, and we'll tell you what to do.
How do you fight as a libertarian governor? How would you deal with the state intrusion, the government intrusion, and the union intrusion? I mean, those are three hot potatoes you'd have to fight in order to empower, you know, parents primarily. Isn't that true?
Yes, absolutely. And the only way you can do it is with facts. Facts and just exposure.
By motivating parents? Is that the idea?
By motivating your parents, but also by motivating people who are truly concerned about education. You know, we have a caste system in education. If you live in a poor neighborhood, you go to a poor school. You go to a poor school, you get a poor paying job. You get a poor paying job, you live in a poor neighborhood, your kids go to a poor school. If I were in the inner city, I would be livid at the education that's turning out less than 30% are graduating.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And if I don't have an education today in a modern economy, it's like sending me to battle with a stick. You don't have a chance.
Good analogy. Let me take a look at the clock here. It's 29 after the hour. I want to talk about crime and a couple of issues in that regard. Let me take a quick break here and we'll get back to it. We're going to launch a little economic stimulus program here from our fine sales department. And then we'll return to action here. Brian Wilson and for Ron Smith with my candidate for Governor Spear Lancaster from the Libertarian Party here at Radio 11 WBAL.